Track 2. Equal employment opportunity is the law. Private employers, state and local governments, educational institutions, employment agencies and labor organizations. Applicants to and employees of most private employers, state and local governments, educational institutions, employment agencies and labor organizations are protected under federal law from discrimination on the following bases: race, color, religion, sex, national origin. Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, as amended, protects applicants and employees from discrimination in hiring, promotion, discharge, pay, fringed benefits, job training, classification, referral, and other aspects of employment, on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, including pregnancy, or national origin. Religious discrimination includes failing to reasonably accommodate an employee's religious practices where the accommodation does not impose undue hardship. Disability. Title I and Title V of the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990, as amended, protect qualified individuals from discrimination on the basis of disability in hiring, promotion, discharge, pay, fringed benefits, job training, classification, referral, and other aspects of employment. Disability discrimination includes not making reasonable accommodation to the known physical or mental limitations of an otherwise qualified individual with a disability who is an applicant or employee, barring undue hardship. Age. The Age Discrimination in Employment Act of 1967, as amended, protects applicants and employees 40 years of age or older from discrimination based on age in hiring, promotion, discharge, pay, fringed benefits, job training, classification, referral, and other aspects of employment. Sex, wages. In addition to sex discrimination prohibited by Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, as amended, the Equal Pay Act of 1963, as amended, prohibits sex discrimination in the payment of wages to women and men performing substantially equal work, in jobs that require equal skill, effort, and responsibility, under similar working conditions, in the same establishment. Genetics. Title II of the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act of 2008 protects applicants and employees from discrimination based on genetic information in hiring, promotion, discharge, pay, fringed benefits, job training, classification, referral, and other aspects of employment. GINA also restricts employers' acquisition of genetic information and strictly limits disclosure of genetic information. Genetic information includes information about genetic tests of applicants, employees, or their family members, the manifestation of diseases or disorders in family members, family medical history, and requests for or receipt of genetic services by applicants, employees, or their family members. Retaliation. All of these federal laws prohibit covered entities from retaliating against a person who files a charge of discrimination, participates in a discrimination proceeding, or otherwise opposes an unlawful employment practice. What to do if you believe discrimination has occurred? There are strict time limits for filing charges of employment discrimination, to preserve the ability of EEOC to act on your behalf and to protect your right to file a private lawsuit. Should you ultimately need to, you should contact EEOC promptly when discrimination is suspected. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, 1-800-669-4000, toll-free or 1-800-669-6820, toll-free TTY number for individuals with hearing impairments. EEOC field office information is available at www.eeoc.gov or in most telephone directories in the U.S. government or federal government section. Additional information about EEOC, including information about charge filing, is available at www.eeoc.gov.